Welcome back to the Wizards of Econ podcast. This is episode number 368. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I'll be your host for the show. On today's episode, we have Gavin Goodvac. I hope I'm saying that right. The VP of Partnerships at Hexa, which specializes in immersive content on Amazon. Today, we're going to talk about how to add 360 view and augmented reality experiences and maybe more to your Amazon listing. And more importantly, if it is even worth it. Gavin, welcome to the show. Did I say your name right, by the way?
Yeah. Goodvac. That was very good. Hi, Carlos. Hi, everyone who's listening. Thanks very much for tuning in.
I'm imagining that the three people who do listen all cheered back and they said the same thing, right?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Carlos, for inviting me. I really enjoy doing these things. And I think you're right. I think there are new boundaries that we can push. There are lots of new things we can do to Amazon to really help help listings, and certainly immersive content is one of them.
Absolutely. So first, a huge thank you to Steve, who actually connected us. I think he attended a presentation or a workshop or something that you gave. He was blown away. He reached out. I'm sure he's going to be listening to this. So we've already been able to do some business together. I'm hoping we do a lot more business together. And I think people listening to this should really feel the same way at the end of it. So really quick, I was chatting with some advanced sellers. We have this Telegram community as part of our Wizards of Ecom community to keep in touch between our events. And one of them is an advanced community with people that are vetted. Mm-hmm. And you sort of prove that they're doing over $1 million a year on Amazon. And in a topic came up, which was really now with AI, does it make sense to still hire an on-set photo shoot and talent and all these different things? So we went back and forth on it. And my opinion, which I don't even know if we agree, is I still think you need to have that talent and that shoot. I think you should pepper it with some awesome 3D renders and then sprinkle in some AI. But after the conversation, I realized with a bunch of us chiming in on this chat, none of us, advanced sellers, none of us mentioned 360 view or augmented reality. And thinking about our recording now, I found it pretty shocking. And I was like, we're advanced sellers, right? Bleeding edge, you know, tip of the spear. What, in your opinion, is this something? Can you explain a little bit about what it is? And am I just in the dark here, or do a lot of people don't know that it's an option?
I don't think you're in the dark. I don't think you're alone. I don't think a lot of people know about this. And I think we're right at the beginning of it. I was just at the Prosper Show a few weeks ago in Vegas, and you know, everyone that I showed the and it's not really a demo, right? There's live listings on Amazon. If you want to see 3D on Amazon today, if you go and look for a pair of sunglasses, if you search for Ray-Ban sunglasses or Adidas shoes in the Amazon app, you're more than likely going to see 3D AR. Okay, in both of those cases, you're going to see a 3D spin, which is a full 360 degree spin. And you're also going to be able to try those on, whether it's virtual try on for shoes or virtual try on for glasses, which allows you to look into the phone and see those products on your face or on your feet. So just so you know, this isn't a demo. This isn't something that might be. This is something that Amazon is rolling out and leaning heavily into, right? So why it hasn't been marketed, if you like, to the broader seller community, I know that Amazon's trying to do it. Folks like us, this kind of podcast and other things is getting the word out to advanced sellers and even not so advanced sellers. You know, if you've got one or two SKUs, ASINs, it's just as effective as if you've got 20 or 30. And that goes into the strategy about how you create 3D and what you do and what you don't do. But, you know, pretty much anyone can use it.
We're going to use some underhanded marketing here, because to keep people listening to the end of the show, right, we're going to deploy a little trick here. Let's not touch on the investment, like the price of what it's going to cost to do it, because I was expecting something a lot significantly more. Like this is something, like, I'll just say this. It is exactly what you said. It is something that people should be doing at the different levels where they're at. And then if they stick to the end, we'll do the whole marketing thing. We'll share what that investment is. But you mentioned only on the mobile app. I didn't even know that going into this, but that would make sense, right? You can't like get your laptop and spin it around and look at stuff. Are they only available via the mobile app? Because I pulled open Ray-Ban and I'm not seeing it on my desktop.
Yeah. So Amazon is going through, we need to talk just a little bit. If you don't mind, Carlos, let's just jump up to a higher level for a second and I'll explain where we are. Okay. So Amazon started with a 360 degree spin, which is like, imagine you put a product on a turntable and the turntable spins around. Okay. And that's something that we started with Amazon already a couple of years ago. And that basically what that is a sequence of photographs, and they just kind of blend that together. And so it looks like a product is spinning around on a turntable. Now that was available on the desktop, and there was a different experience, a more advanced experience on the mobile, which actually let you spin the product in 360 degrees. So tumble over head over tail and also do the spin like on the turntable. Okay. That's just an app based experience. Now Amazon right now, as we speak at the beginning of 2024, is changing out the viewer on the web. They're changing out that old technology from the web, and they're putting that full 360 viewer on the web. So at the moment, what exists on Amazon is what there is. We're not allowed to add anything new in 3D on the web until they finish the deployment of the new viewer. Okay. Which, by the way, will mean that the desktop application, the desktop experience, will be far superior than what it is today. Okay. Now, with regard to augmented reality, now augmented reality is view in your room and virtual try on. Now, what's view in your room? View in your room is so that you can look through your phone and see the product in situ, in scale, in your house. So you can see a mixer on your table. You can see a piece of furniture in the corner of your house where it's supposed to be, or a shelf on the wall. That's kind of the augmented reality we're talking about, and also the virtual try-on. Both of those things only happen through a mobile phone, because obviously you can't pick up your computer and look at the wall with it.
Let me add something in there, because we're actually working on a project, and I should know exactly where we're at with this project, and I'm blanking, but one of the products where you guys did a banger job on this too, by the way. Is an air condition product. You know the one I'm talking about, the purple one? Okay.
Yeah.
When you say in room, this product goes on an air conditioning unit. Could someone go and see their air conditioning unit and say, this is what it would look like on it? Or is it more like desktops in the kitchen and stuff? It would.
We're really diving into a little bit of detail here. Amazon per product category is very rigid in terms of, if you think about an augmented reality object, it has to be anchored to something, right? So if we tell Amazon we're making a shelf, they'll anchor that virtually to a wall. If we tell them we're making a mixer, then it'll anchor it to the table. So the only question is with regard to that device that we made for you, which is a beautiful looking device, where the anchor is, right? But theoretically, you could see it in its place on the air conditioning unit.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And okay, so I have a lot of clarity there. I learned something from you, so I'm going to, like, my insider knowledge here. I'm going to ask a question. I noticed in the experience with you that it seemed that not every product could get augmented and 360. My question, I guess, is twofold. One, is one better than the other? And two, could someone know before reaching out to you whether or not they're going to be able to do one, the other, or both?
Yeah. So it depends on product category. And the way we work, because Amazon does move the goalposts every so often, is, and this probably goes to one of your later questions, which is how does it all work, right? But the beginning of the process is a seller will send us ASINs, right? We will then take those ASINs, send them to Amazon, and Amazon will respond with exactly what experience that product qualifies for. And so before we create everything, before we go into business with a seller, the seller knows exactly what they're going to get. And as to how Amazon made the decision about whether you get augmented reality or 3D or view in your room, that's anyone's guess.
Sellers believe they flip coins. Like that's what we think. I pulled up the Ray-Bans while we're talking on mobile, and I wanted to just describe, and if I do a bad job with this, you please chime in. But looking at this on mobile, like the Ray-Bans, which was really crazy that the time we live in, right? I looked this up on my desktop and I didn't see it. And then I opened my mobile while we're talking and it says, continue shopping sunglasses, and pulled up that same sunglass. I click on it.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Like right now. And then it's got, you know, those dots that indicate there's more photos and you can scroll. Well, right below that, you know, it says 800 plus bought in the past month. And then there's two boxes, pretty prominent. One of them with this cool icon. Is that the Hexa icon, by the way?
I don't think it
says virtual try on. No. And then next to it is a box that says view in 3D. So it's very prominent. Right. I would, out of at least curiosity, click on it to look at it. Okay. That's so everyone really has like a visual of what, this would look like. Now sellers, listen to this. What sort of lift? Like, how is this going to make our husbands and wives happier because we brought home more money? Like, what sort of lift can we see as a brand when we deploy one or both of these?
Funny you should mention that, Carlos, because I just happened to have in front of me the figures that Amazon shared with us in December. For the view in 3D, just for the regular 3D, The numbers they are publishing are between 2x and 3x average conversion lift.
That is
right. And for the virtual try-on, it's between, let me just check here, 1.5 and 2.5 time average purchase conversion lift. That's the numbers that we got from Amazon. And I could tell you that of the sellers who have responded to our questions, we have sellers that we've created 3D for that have doubled the sales on the products that they've done 3D for. Now, obviously, no one's guaranteeing those results, but it's a fairly decent. You're not going to lose money by doing this, right? This is definitely going to give you some lift. It's going to give Not only are you going to be able to sell more stuff, but using augmented reality, you're also going to have a much better chance of reducing returns. Because so often people return items because they don't know how big they are. Okay. But because you can see them in your phone on your desktop at scale, you can go, oh, that's that big. In fact, one of the largest luggage brands in the world came to us and said one of their biggest problems is people returning suitcases. Now, I've got to tell you, everyone knows the size of a carry-on rollerboard, right? But they said they get so many returns. All they wanted was a technology that allowed people to see the size of the suitcase in their room. Another one of our customers, by the way, sells home saunas. And what's the problem of the sauna? People want to know if it fits in their backyard, right? So there is a really important element over and above the differentiation and the conversion boost. There's this idea that if we can also reduce returns, then there's kind of a three-prong value proposition here.
I hadn't thought about the minimizing returns, and that's a massive hit on profits. And imagine a suitcase. The return process of that suitcase has to just crush you
think so, right?
Oh God. Then God forbid a little tag off and it gets put back into inventory and that whole fiasco happens. Okay. What I think I'd love to hear in your words, like why do you think Amazon came out with this? Like, why are they allowing us to do it? And this might segue into something else. Why don't I see an option to upload anything in my seller account?
So first of all, I can't tell you why you don't see it, but it is possible. Okay. I have several customers that have asked me about it. And I can tell you that the stat that comes from Amazon is that 90% of people who try to upload 3D themselves fail, right? What you actually want to do is go to an authorized 3D content creator, whether it be Hexel or somebody else, right? And the reason is this. I'll get back to the first part of your question in a minute. Amazon has very, very specific rules about the type of models that can be created, about the format, and also about the actual model itself and how that refers to the photographs on the product page. And you can try and have that dialogue with Amazon yourself, but seeing as how we do it every day, we have access to the QA teams, we can ask for exceptions. And when we do the upload, we actually do it in the back end. So the customer really doesn't have to do anything, and we don't touch the Seller Central account. It just makes the whole process easier, right? I'm not sure why you don't see it, but I know a lot of our customers do see that option to upload 3D content. So that's the first part. The first part is that we just make it easier to do if you go to an approved partner, a content partner. Now, with regard to why Amazon's doing it, so this was actually also part of the presentation we made a few months ago with Amazon, actually at NRF. Amazon's always looking for innovative ways to delight their customers, and they're looking to build cutting-edge technologies. And from the research that they conducted, they say that 95% of Gen Zs use visual communication, and 92% of Gen Zs are interested in shopping using AR, right? So they did this research. Snap did this research. There's a bunch of different companies that did research that said this is the way the up and coming generations want to shop, right? That's the first part of it. And the second part of it, when they started testing it and they started seeing the results, there was like, oh, this is something we should definitely be at the cutting edge of. Okay. And I can tell you that folks that are producing glasses and folks that are producing shoes, Amazon themselves are actually putting pressure on the companies to get stuff into 3D because they see such a big delta. I think that answered both of your questions.
Yeah. No, that's extremely well said. Something we didn't touch on, and before we get into like what sort of investment somebody needs to look for to get into here, and I'm stoked to talk about that. But how did you get into this? Like can you share a bit about the company? What do you do at the company? What's a day look like for you? How do you interact with sellers?
Yeah, sure. So, also, by the way, let's put a pin in this piece. We need to tell folks how it works, how to get it done. Right. I come from a background in film and television. I kind of leveraged a relationship I had in a 3D studio, feature film studio that was run by a venture capital fund in Israel. When we exited out of that studio, they asked me to come and start working in partnerships and business development for tech companies. I worked for a couple of media technology companies and then found Hexa, which to me was kind of the perfect collaboration between media and technology and business and 3D, which is something I knew from the animation studio. So it all kind of worked out. And then, a great cultural fit for me, a wonderful group of folks. And so kind of everything worked out really well. With regard to Amazon and what I do in the company, so as VP of Partnerships, I own quite a few relationships. I own our relationship with AWS and Microsoft, with Publicis, which is the largest advertising agency in the world, with Epic Games, with Snap, and ByteDance, which is TikTok. So at a high level, I own most of those, all those partnerships in terms of like how we're going to create, how we're going to work with them on a strategic level. And then for Amazon, we work with Amazon in two ways. That's Amazon.com as distinct from AWS, right? One is we're actually a customer of Amazon's. So we produce a few hundred models every month for Amazon. So a lot of the stuff that you'll see online, even if the seller didn't interact with us directly, we've created that 3D content for Amazon directly. Not all of it, but a big chunk of it. And then this go-to-market, which I'm working on quite heavily now, which is the Amazon seller go-to-market. Okay. So we have a bunch of different ways of how Amazon sellers get to us. Part of it is marketing or doing these kinds of podcasts, appearances, going to the events. Part of it is Amazon drives a lot of business to us. So as sellers, you may have seen emails or PDFs that have come out where Amazon have said, this is what we're doing. And we're one of the very limited handful of recommendations that come into us from Amazon. And then we are talking to a lot of agencies. We're talking to aggregators. We're talking to folks like yourself, Carlos. And so kind of work out how we connect with force multipliers, folks that have more than one customer that we can, you know, partner with. And so my day is quite busy, right? But it's kind of at the moment, one of the big focuses is building out that Amazon seller community, becoming part of that community, which is something that, you know, it's something we want to do. We're committed to.
In a different industry, in a different role, I find the further I get along in business, the more I find myself focusing on the most important things, which is relationships and partnerships. That's where the real, I hate to quantify it as ROI, but that's where the real impact, the real ROI lies, in my opinion. So I think we're very aligned in that regard. Let's, a lot of people are going to hear this, which still feels weird for me to say, but like a lot of people are going to listen to this episode and They're nodding their heads. They're on the treadmill. Hopefully, you know, like they're doing their thing. They want to work with you, but they have products and they're thinking like, how, what does this look like? Like I need to mail products to you. Do you order my product from Amazon? Like I reach out to you. I love what you said. Let's work together. What does that process look like? How do we go from yes to on Amazon getting those 3x conversions?
Yeah. So we make 3D models from a few photographs. They don't have to be high quality photographs. Often we can take the photographs off the listing, and usually though, to tell you the truth, we usually need another one or two photos. Imagine the way we create 3D models is we can't create something we don't see. Okay. So if, for example, you have a shoe and you want us to create the bottom of the shoe, we need a photograph of the bottom of the shoe. Okay. But basically it's just, you know, take your shoe outside, take half a dozen photographs with your iPhone and send it to us by email. Then what we do is we create the 3D model. It takes about 3 weeks. You guys can take a look at it, approve it, and then we upload it to the listing and everything else happens automatically.
It was a scary, seamless process, I'm going to say. Working with
you. Thanks for that.
Everything so far from us meeting, you taking the time to talk, and I'm sure you can't do that for every single person that wants to work with the company, but has been a very pleasant experience. Like I wish there was more partners and relationships that were like that. So when you mentioned taking the photo of the product in different angles outside, it made me think of when I was working with people that do 3D renders. We're talking about the same thing here. You just take it from a bunch of different angles, you send it, and they do this magic thing on the other side and they create this awesome thing. When you said do it outside, that's so you have good lighting, or did I hear you say outside?
You could do it anyway.
Okay. No fancy equipment with your smartphone, no. Not high res image. You don't need to hire a photographer, anything like that. And possibly even the assets that you have on the listing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I just, let's touch on this other part right here. So there used to be this company, which I have nothing ill to say about them. They were called Humongous Media. They were a video company for Amazon. I don't even know if they still are. And they did a lot of the Amazon video that you see of them teaching stuff. So I was like, man, you got to work with these people. They're the best. So I reached out to them, and I think their starting package was about $25,000 for a 30-second video. And I was like, man, that is a lot of coffee grinders that I have to sell to recoup this 25K, right? Maybe I just don't work with these people and I get somebody else. I'm shocked at how awesome the, I mean, this is something that pays for itself almost immediately, keeping in mind the 2 to 3x conversion. Can you share pricing? Obviously it depends on the product, but can you give me a range?
I can. Let me first say that if I have to give you a high level of what qualifies and what doesn't qualify for 3D, right? So folks who are making clothing, shirts, trousers, those kinds of things, clothing, apparel does not qualify for 3D, okay? So that's one thing that kind of you should know off the bat. Pretty much everything else does qualify for some kind of 3D, including like clothing accessories, so glasses and watches and shoes and stuff like that. But kind of just so that everyone listening understands, if you're doing clothing, it doesn't qualify for 3D. Pretty much everything else does, more or less. The only other thing, Carlos, I do want to say, and I'll get to pricing in 1 second, things that are incredibly complex with a lot of details also don't qualify, because the file, in order to make it look good, would be too heavy, and it wouldn't fit on Amazon's file size. Okay.
Do you have an example you could give?
Yeah, sure. An example of that is a bunch of flowers. Okay. Someone came to us with a kind of a fancy flower pot, and inside the fancy flower pot there are a bunch of flowers.
That was me.
All of those, huh?
Was you? That was me, I think, with the terrarium. Yeah.
The terrarium. I'm
hoping for an exception. My buddy's probably listening to this. Ricky, what's up, Ricky?
Okay. Well, of course it was you. It was a terrarium, right? So this is where we're trying to intercede on your behalf with Amazon. And I don't know whether we'll be able to do it, but the fact that there are the thousands and thousands of polygons, they're highly, highly complex, right? That's kind of the stuff that we wouldn't be able to do. But as I said to you in the beginning, send us a couple of ASINs. Within a few days, we'll have an answer for Amazon and you'll know what it will be, right? The same time, we'll get a pricing, okay? And the price of most things to do with 3D on products is going to be somewhere between $200 and $400, God. Okay? Most things are going to be around $300. There may be a few things that are a little more expensive than 400, certainly nothing more than $500. We might even be able to sneak a few things in, but under $200. The other important thing is a version is going to offer a significant discount. So if you have cell phone, okay, let's just say you're selling iPhones and you have a red one and a blue one and an orange one, you'll pay the full price for the red one, and the blue one and the orange one, you'll get between 35% and 50% discount. Okay. So right in that area, a few hundred dollars.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that I think that is the, and by the way, I have no skin in the game here. I'm not getting paid by anybody. You know, it has to be one of the most highest ROI things you can do. It helps minimize returns. It 2 to 3x conversion lift, you know, and maybe more in some cases, or maybe you're at the one and a half, either way, you know, how many weeks is that before you've recouped the cost of, you know, the few hundred bucks it took to, not to sound cavalier, it's a few hundred bucks, but like that's gotta be the highest ROI move somebody can make for their listing right now. So to me, that's now on my checklist of got a new product launch. This is part of the creative process, just as well as just like me thinking about the main image and everything else that goes into the listing. So that's great. Hopefully you do not take this as a signal to raise your prices.
We'd be happy to charge double, but that's not what we do.
Yeah, that is amazing. How can people get a hold of you to, I'm assuming the next step is, hey, I love this, heard you on this podcast. They're probably going to try to get you for some kind of discount because they follow Wizards of Ecom. And then they say, you know, I want to send you a list of the ASINs to see if we can work together. What's the best way to reach out to you, or who should they reach out to at your company?
Well, there's a online form at hexa.com. that they can go into. They can email me directly. Carlos, if you want to put my email in the link, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, it'll go to me. It'll go to one of my colleagues. But, you know, we have several people that are dedicated to making sure that this stuff gets done. So it's a pretty direct reach out.
Yeah, I mean, this was amazing. Is there any question that I did not ask that you feel like, wow, you really should have asked this, or I get asked this a lot and it would make sense to share it here on the show?
Yeah, I will just say one other thing, and that is the 3D model that we create can also be uploaded to a Shopify store. Ooh. Okay. The model can also be, in some cases, sometimes we might need to make an adjustment, used for rendering video and photographs as well. So you have to think of the 3D asset as kind of the ultimate master asset, which you can render other assets from. So be aware that part of a content package that starts with a 3D model can also be some of those 2D images or videos. The other thing is that you can have the 3D model, which means that if you have a graphic studio that you work with, right, and this 3D model could be used as a raw material for graphics, you could, the sellers can take that as well. So it's a multi-use asset. This is not just you can use it for Amazon and nothing else. We'd scope that out at the beginning, and obviously those renders are additional costs, right? But you're going from the Amazon viewer to the Spotify viewer. That you know, maybe $25 or whatever, right? But it's because we may have to tweak it a little bit. But the fact is, this is the beginning of a whole asset tree that we can scope out when we start talking to customers.
Even greater ROI. So you can repurpose it in a lot of different ways and get a lot of mileage out of this. So I love
Correct.
That. Correct. The most important question of the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is your favorite book and why?
I'm not allowed to say the Bible, right?
You could totally say it. No,
I could, but there's a book I read, and it's because I love politics. There's a book I read called The Prime Ministers, and it's a book about it's a book that was written by the English secretary of four consecutive Israeli prime ministers, and this guy was in the meetings of the Israeli prime ministers with the US presidents and with the prime ministers of England, and he writes a book describing the background of all of these political machinations. And it was the one book that I read where I sat down and I literally could not get up until I finished the book because it was fascinating. So that would be my favorite book.
It's got to be some amazing insights into just like human psychology, and then you're like, really, it was that close to what?
Tremendous. Yeah. Fantastic book. So that's my favorite book.
I've been blessed to record two episodes today. Both of you shared a book. So but I think today you guys have cost me like $30 because now I need to go out and buy these books. But that's okay. I'm making a lot more than that off of the modeling that I'm getting done with you guys. So a huge thank you. Yeah, man, I hope to have you back on the show soon. I hope when you're in the US, you swing by one of the Wizards of Ecom chapters and present, meet some of the community in person. And thank you so much for your time.
Carlos, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. And thanks everyone for listening.